Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Feel, and this is a good lesson for life, not only academia. But the lesson's simple. Lead by example. I like to use this because we have the American Physical Therapy Association. They are our big organization that helps with all things physical therapy related. They've got several separate sections underneath them, specialty sections, if you will. I personally have my issues with the APTA, as many people do. But at the same time, I feel like it is important to, be a member and attempt to make change internally. For many years, I taught the course that introduced physical therapy and the history of physical therapy to our students. And part of the course is learning about the APTA and becoming members themselves. And I always tell my students that I may have my issues with the APTA, but I've been a member for pretty close to 20 years now. That's just because I feel like it's the right thing to do. I feel like it's the one organization or group that is trying to go to bat for us. Anytime there's reimbursement issues or payment issues, they always find a way to help out their cause by going to Capitol Hill and trying to help with the legislation and help show people why our profession is important. One of the ways that I try to lead by example is A, by paying my dues and being a member of the APTA, despite having my issues with them, but also trying to run for positions within some of the sections, whether it be a board position or a nominating committee position or a social media team member, whatever it may be, anywhere that I feel like I can have an impact and utilize my skill sets to help better the profession and try to make a change internally, I'll try to throw my hat in the ring and I'll try to run for a position. Now, I've been pretty vocal about this many times. I've run probably 7 or 8 times for positions within the APTA and within some of the sections, and I have lost every single one of them. So, I think there's a lot to be said there. Either I'm an acquired taste and just there's not enough people that know, like, and trust me enough to vote me in, or I am not well known enough within the section or within the APTA. I'm not sure. I don't know what the answer is, but I keep trying, right? If I'm going to, moan and groan and complain about things, I feel like I still have to try to make it better and make an impact and make the changes I want to see. And the only way that I feel like I can really do that is internally through doing good work. So at this point, I hold one position within the APTA under the private practice section. I am on the education committee for the private practice section. And I do that because I feel like it's worth it to volunteer my time to a section that is trying to make real lasting change and works at a slightly faster pace than the larger organization of the APTA. I do things that might push me out of my comfort zone a little bit. I have definitely not been the go up to Capitol Hill and shake hands and kiss babies kind of guy. But when it came to legislative day here in Texas, which only happens every 2 years, I usually just leave it up to you know, some of the larger names in our state that are trying to fight the good fight when it comes to advocacy. But when I was asked to give a speech to kind of help, you know, rile the team up and get them excited to go and talk to our legislators, I felt like I couldn't turn it down. I felt like I had to lead by example. And even though it was a little bit out of my comfort zone, it was a little bit last minute, I put together a speech. I went up there and then I went and I talked to some of the legislators, which is not really my forte or something I do normally. But again, in trying to lead by example and show our students and the next generation and other physical therapists and healthcare clinicians out there, if you want to see change, if you want to actually try to do something that's going to make an everlasting change, you may have to put yourself out there a little and get out of your comfort zone a little bit. But the big thing for me, again, was just, you know, showing my students and you know, other physical therapists in the area that, you know, I don't just talk the talk, but I walk the walk, right? If I'm going to demand change and want to see change for the better, then I've got to do my part and I've got to lead by example. And so, you know, doing these things and accepting these talks and these opportunities to run for positions, that's kind of the way that I go about trying to lead by example. So I hope this has inspired you a little bit to kind of get out of your comfort zone and maybe do something that you wouldn't normally do and just show your students that, hey, I like to fancy myself a leader. This is how I do it, right? And show them not only by telling them what you do and how you do, but by showing them, right? By leading by example. And like I said, that's just a good tip or trick or pointer for life in general. The hope is that by showing your friends and family and colleagues and children that, you know, hey, this is me, this is what I do, this is what I care about, what's important to me, I'm going to work really hard at it. The hope is that that'll kind of catch on and show other people that they can do it too. They can step up and you know, do things that may be out of their comfort zone or, you know, maybe a little bit difficult or challenging for them. But, you know, that's what leaders do. They step up, they give it a try, and they show other people how they can do it as well. Hope that was helpful, and we will see you on the next one. Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Field here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.